In July 1938, the fastest man in the air took just 3 days, 19 hours and 14 minutes to circumnavigate the world in his Lockheed Super Electra. Howard Hughes had broken the previous record by almost 4 days. When Hughes and his crew stopped to fill his airplane with gasoline at Le Bourget Airport near Paris, Longines in Switzerland received the following telegram from its French subsidiary.
Aircraft of Howard Hughes, equipped exclusively with aviation chronometers and chronographs by Longines.
Hughes finally arrived at Floyd Bennett Field near New York after flying a distance of almost 15,000 miles around the Northern Hemisphere. This is The Spirit Lives On, a Monocle 24 production powered by Longines. Episode 4, Howard Hughes.
Born in Harris County, Texas. 1930, produces and releases the aviation war film Hell's Angels. 1935, flying his H-1 aircraft sets land plane airspeed record of 352 miles per hour. 1937, breaks his own speed record for transcontinental US flights. 1938, sets a new record for the fastest around the world flight.
Howard Hughes found himself alone from an early age. His mother died when he was 16, and his father when he was 18. In 1925, the young Hughes inherited his father's company, a drill production firm for the oil industry. In the following years, Hughes managed to multiply the family fortune with his ventures and investments as a film producer and entrepreneur in aviation, electronics, media, manufacturing, real estate, and petroleum drilling. With fingers in all sorts of pies, Hughes had a varied life in which he graced the cover of Time magazine, produced the 1932 gangster film Scarface, and dated a string of famous women, including Katharine Hepburn, Ava Gardner, and Ginger Rogers, among many others, and eventually married the actress Jean Peters. Howard Hughes wasn't without controversies. In 1936, he was driving a car that fatally struck a pedestrian, for which he avoided jail. While his scandals were well known, his feats in aviation were still notorious as both a businessman and a pilot. Hughes took control of Transworld Airlines in 1939. By 1945, it was the second U.S. airline to fly internationally after Pan American. This led to a legal battle. Pan Am wanted a monopoly over commercial air travel outside the USA and tried to pressure Hughes into selling TWA to them, but Hughes wouldn't back down. After a fight before Congress, Hughes won, paving the way for competition in international air travel from the US. Hughes was an enthusiastic aviator and built planes at his own company, Hughes Aircraft. On September 13, 1935, Hughes set the land plane airspeed record of 352 miles per hour in his sleek H-1 racer in California.
Only 1935, yet millionaire sportsman Howard Hughes has flown over 300 miles an hour.
This was the last time in history that the world record for airspeed was set in an aircraft built by a private individual. A year and a half later, Hughes set a new transcontinental airspeed record by flying nonstop from Los Angeles to Newark in just 7 hours, 28 minutes and 25 seconds. His average ground speed during the flight was an impressive 322 miles per hour. In 1938, he would make that legendary round-the-world trip, breaking Wiley Post's record. The watches in Hughes Lockheed were essential tools, invented in 1936 to facilitate navigation and fast-moving aviation. The Longines sidereograph didn't display usual civilian time, but rather sidereal time in hour angles, minutes, and minute arcs. Sidereal time measures the rotation of the Earth, referring to the stars, not the sun, enabling the navigator to determine the position of an airplane at night or over the sea, before the era of modern GPS instruments. Longines equipped the Sidrograph with the most accurate movement manufactured at the time, placing it in a heat-toughened aluminium case. This material was perfectly suited for aviation because of its lightweight and anti-magnetic nature. One of the wealthiest men of his time, Hughes donated much of his fortune to philanthropic causes in healthcare and medical research. Later in life, Hughes became known for his eccentric behavior and reclusive lifestyle as his health declined. Hollywood star and longtime friend Ava Gardner described the successful aviator in her autobiography as painfully shy, completely enigmatic, and more eccentric than anyone she had ever met. This is The Spirit Lives On, a Monocle 24 production in association with Longines. To find out more about Longines' long history with aviation, you can download the rest of the series from monocle.com. You can also read more and find out about Longines' brand new Spirit Collection at longines.com.